protests over the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer are for many participants really about attaining a leftist wish list. For others, they are an excuse to destroy and loot property. But the persistence of peaceful protests has some Americans wondering, are we a racist nation? Is there such a thing as systemic racism? Shelby Steele, a veteran of the civil rights movement, best-selling author, and currently senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, rejects the concept of systemic racism. He says it's a corruption because blacks have never been less oppressed than they are today. Appearing last week on Levin TV, Shelby Steele reminisced, I remember growing up in the civil rights movement. Everybody knew exactly what we wanted. This insurrection, he said, just seems sort of unclear. He says if there's a problem with the system, it's that it encourages and allows minorities to be victims who are entitled. The left amplifies and expands accusations of racism. Dr. Steele says it validates their claims that America is a wretched country. Christians should repent when there's racism, but should not take on false guilt. Another black leader, Southern Baptist preacher Bodhi Baucom, told an audience that racism is the new unpardonable sin. He said for a person to be declared guilty of racism, somebody just needs to feel like that's what you meant. And this undoes everything else that person has achieved. He does not encourage people to attempt to be colorblind. Ethnicity and national identity are good and natural. Appreciate them. Here's something to pray. Oh God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.